Welcome to the Career Homemaker Podcast. I'm your host, Kim, and I'm excited to inspire you to embrace creativity, boost productivity, and find fulfillment in your daily life. Join us for practical tips and uplifting stories that will help you cultivate a joyful and contented home. When I was a kid, we would spend several weeks at my grandmother's house. She had a selection of homemade cookies in the freezer ready for our desserts. Each large bag held a couple dozen. She would take one bag out and put it in the cookie jar. They were delicious, and I always look forward to Grandma's cookies. She made the very best snickerdoodles. She also had peanut butter cookies, oatmeal, and of course, chocolate chip cookies. When I was a teenager, I would ask if we could make snickerdoodles together. I wanted to know all of Grandma's secrets to making the very best cookies. I'm not a grandmother yet, but I keep cookies in my freezer. Why? Because it's convenient. I do it a little differently because I'm not serving a crowd. I only cook for 3 people now, but when I had all my children at home, the cookies never would make it to the freezer. A benefit of making cookies yourself is that you can control the quality of the ingredients you are putting into your cookies. There aren't preservatives or additives. Homemakers can make it according to family members' diet restrictions, allergies, and to the family's tastes. With all this work, one doesn't want their cookies to go stale. By the way, I got some of this great information from Mrs. Fields Cookies from their website. All right. Why do cookies dry out over time? When cookies are exposed to air, the moisture starts to evaporate. This loss of moisture causes the cookies to dry out. This happens with all sorts of starchy foods. Starches, like those derived from flour, undergo retrogradation, leading to cookies becoming firmer and harder. This is also the culprit behind the staleness we're all familiar with. So whenever you leave cookies uncovered, they'll start to dry out and become stale. The primary causes of cookie staleness are moisture loss, starch retrogradation, and exposure to the air. These factors contribute to changes in texture, taste, and overall freshness. Exactly what you want to avoid. So here's some suggestions for make ahead and store in freezer cookies. It's handy to have cookies already made and placed in snack bags for lunches. Take them straight from the freezer in the morning. They will thaw within 30 minutes or so. Medium-sized bags are good for the evening's cookies. Place as many cookies your family will want for their dessert on a given night. In our household, we have a 2-cookie rule per person. So it's easy to figure out how many cookies to put in a medium-sized bag. Place the bag in the freezer and then you are ready for a treat anytime. Make your holidays easier by getting the holiday cookie baking done early. You can make cookies, brownies, biscuits, and scones early, then put them into the freezer. This means the baking mess is done early too, which will be helpful for when time is short. If you are planning to make Christmas-shaped cookies, then you can cut the cookies out and bake them ahead of time. Place them in the freezer, and on the day you're going to have a decorating activity with children or teens, take them out a couple hours before and place them on a platter. The decorating mess is quite enough. You'll be so glad you didn't have to clean up the baking mess as well. Storing in bags. Generally, up to 3 months is a safe bet that your cookies will not have freezer burn or taste off. Remember to push the air out of the bag before placing it in the freezer. And don't forget to label your bag, otherwise you'll end up having mystery cookies. For large bags, you can store a large amount of cookies in large bags for large size family, company, or holidays. Medium-sized bags, 6 regular to large cookies fit in a quart or medium-sized bag. Small bags, put 2 small cookies in a snack-sized bag and then place all the snack bags in a large plastic bag. Keep cookies separate from any strong-smelling food or sauces you may have in your freezer. What is the best way to store cookies? Well, the best way to store cookies depends on a variety of factors. There isn't one-size-fits-all approach to storing cookies. Diverse cookies with unique ingredients, characteristics, and moisture levels should be maintained differently to avoid becoming stale. Here are some recommendations for storing different types of cookies. There's soft and moist cookies. There's crispy or dry cookies. There's frosted or decorated cookies. And there's cream-filled or delicate cookies. So those are our 4 categories. So let's discuss each one. Cookies with a brownie-like texture, or those with high moisture content, maintain their freshness at room temperatures. You can also store them in foil to help keep their texture. Crispy or dry cookies. Biscotti, shortbread, or ginger snaps have a lower moisture content, so it's best to store them in airtight containers. Cool, dry conditions help them remain crisp while preventing staleness. Frosted or decorated cookies. Iced cookies are best stored in a single layer with parchment paper or wrapped individually to preserve their appearance. And then lastly, cream-filled or delicate cookies. Cookies with creamy filling are best consumed within a few days of baking for the freshest taste and texture. Store them in a single layer for best results. How long do cookies last? All right, at room temperature, most cookies retain their freshness for about 3 to 7 days when stored in an airtight container or cookie jar or bag that's zipped well, that's closed well. Refrigerated. Storing cookies in the refrigerator can extend their freshness to about 1 to 2 weeks, especially for cookies with a moderate moisture content. And then frozen. Properly stored cookies can maintain their quality for 1 to 3 months in the freezer when tightly sealed. How good is it to have homemade cookies, right? So let's get the most out of our cookies by storing them correctly. The other option is to store cookie dough. So to freeze cookie dough, shape it into balls or logs and place them on parchment or nonstick foil lined baking sheets to flash freeze until solid. Then transfer the frozen portion into a freezer safe bag or airtight container. Label the container with a date and baking instructions, and bake directly from frozen, adding a few extra minutes to the baking time. I hope today's episode was helpful to you. Now let me leave you with some love and encouragement. Homemaker, you are valuable. What you do for your husband and your family matters. All those little things nobody notices or even knows it takes you time and effort to do, God knows. He sees your effort. He also sees your tears. You take care of people. And you know, people are people. And they have attitudes and are unappreciative sometimes. If you are going through a tough time right now, I get it. I've been in tough seasons with my family too, and it's just hard. Let me share with you how I got through some tough times. It was because I learned to pray and listen to Jesus. I haven't talked about this before, but much of my family is on the spectrum, and it can be lonely at times. And so many normal details about life can be hard. I've learned that talking life over with Jesus through prayer just makes life better. Jesus is always available. Jesus always loves me. Jesus cares about my thoughts and my feelings. And I can share anything with him. And guess what? If you take the time, you can learn to hear him too. Let me pray. Dear Jesus, I pray for each homemaker who's listening today. I pray that you will encourage their hearts, that you are always there. You are waiting for them to look heavenward. You're waiting for them to say the things that's on their hearts, to lift their burden to you. I pray that you will relieve the anxiety and depression that homemakers can sometimes face. Provide for their very daily needs. Provide for their heart's needs as well. Bless each homemaker. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Have a very blessed week. Thank you for listening to Career Homemakers. Enjoy making cookies and storing them well. Now go and have a productive, creative, and fulfilling week.